This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, Joshua Warren, we're going to talk, beginning in this segment, about the course he's going to deliver. But we're talking now about nature of reality, possible ancient astronauts. Now, the thing that's interesting to me is when you have fundamental similarities between different religions. They met one or more beings several thousand years ago, and they all seem to point to the same thing, like this legend carried on around the world, like it's almost a singular event. What's your take?
Well, yeah, you know, you can look again at any one of the ancient civilizations, and I guarantee you, I mean, they have stories that are essentially along these same guidelines. There were beings that came down here and passed a message along and passed some information along. And, you know, we were talking earlier in the program about the complexity of understanding and grasping time. And, of course, we know that time is a flexible thing. This has been, of course, scientifically proven by studying Albert Einstein's work. We know that a clock in your basement actually does run slower than a clock in your attic. And that is because the one in your basement is a little bit closer to the Earth's gravitational field, and gravity slows time. Now, it's by such a minuscule amount that it's inconsequential to the way we live our daily lives. But that doesn't mean it can't be measured and it's not a real thing. And so when we know that time is flexible, then here on Earth, of course, we can say, well, you know, we haven't seen all these beings flying around in 2,000 or 3,000 years or whatever, but maybe it's only been a week to those beings because they're traveling around the universe at a different speed. So I always find it interesting when we look at how our own scientists on Earth are trying to, say, find a specific type of strain. Let's say they have a petri dish and they're trying to breed a certain or cultivate a certain type of microorganism. They go through generations, and some of these things will go through several generations in a couple of days. And it's no different than breeding dogs, and how that you can look at how, you know, over the years, certain dogs have been picked because they exhibit certain traits that are, you know, appealing for a particular purpose. Well, it may be that this process that began a few thousand years ago with these beings coming here and putting some things in place has been continuing all along, and that humans collectively have been sort of bred the same way, and it's taken multiple generations for us to reach a state which is appealing to them for whatever their purpose may be for us.
And but so, doesn't that imply way, also that if they had a purpose for us in the first place, maybe they genetically manipulated us or created us from the local populace, and they're looking at their work and fine-tuning things to get what they want or need?
Oh, absolutely. You know, to me, you can talk to biologists who will say, hey, genetically speaking, when we study DNA, there's no need to involve aliens in this. You know, this has just been a natural progression. But regardless of what they're telling me, and of course we know that the scientific understanding is constantly changing, I look at the world around me and I don't see anything else that comes close to humans. I mean, even if you look at gorillas and chimpanzees, Yes, I mean, they resemble us in many ways, and there's a very human-like quality about them when you see them in person. But they are not building skyscrapers. They're not flying airplanes. They're not going to the bottom of the sea in submarines. They're nowhere near flying to the moon. I mean, we are so different than every other creature on this planet, and there are tons of creatures on this planet, and what exists right now, they say, is a very, very tiny percentage of all the creatures that have ever existed. We look at all this amazing, this just incredible myriad, this spectrum of life here, and we look at humans and we say, wow, something happened here to take us to another level. And regardless of what our current scientific understanding is supposed to be right now, I mean, common sense shows me that at some point our genetics were manipulated or changed or influenced in some way to make humans outstanding.
Well, if we are in God's image, maybe that's deliberate.
Yeah, well, I think that's exactly what that phrase is supposed to mean. You know, and of course, not that we can rely upon all these correct interpretations of ancient texts, but, you know, if you look at the Bible and you study some of the sort of oldest versions that we have of the Old Testament, that phrase is a plural phrase, you know. I believe that El is the phrase for God and Elohim is the phrase that was used. So man was created, or let us create man in our image. So this adds another angle to it if we're going to start looking at what these messages were that ancient people were trying to pass along to us. The point being, it seems as if maybe there wasn't, you know, one dude sitting up in the sky who sat down and pointed his finger and lightning bolt shot out and here, you know, humans were created. Instead, that there was a collection of individuals from another civilization that came here and did things that at this time we would consider scientific. We would look at them as experiments, or we would look at them, you know, in a lot of different technological ways. But back in those days, before people were even aware of this idea of the scientific method, it would have just been interpreted as some kind of a more organic creative process.
Well, that goes back to whether we would recognize technology that's 1,000 years ahead of us, 5,000 or 10,000 years. Could we even recognize what they did? It would seem to us like magic.
Yeah, well, you know, there's that great quote. I think it might have been Arthur C. Clarke who said,
yes,
any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic.
And that shows, right, of course, when we see Q on Star Trek Next Generation, and he snaps his fingers and reality changes.
Yeah, well, you know, right now, I went out as soon as this virtual reality stuff became big, and I bought one of the best virtual reality setups that you can get on the market right now. And just recently, 4 o'clock in the morning, and you know me, I'm on a weird schedule. I'm up in the middle of the night half the time, and I was sitting on my couch. This is here in Puerto Rico. I had the virtual reality headset on, and I had a program that where essentially I was floating down a relaxing river, and there is this nice relaxing music playing, and I can't remember the name of the program, but anyway, obviously everything's in 3D, everything is surrounding me. This is my reality at that moment. I mean, I'm floating down this river, I can look up and see the birds, I can look down and see the water, I can look behind me. I mean, anywhere I look, there's something there. And so I'm in the middle of this very relaxing experience as I'm floating down this river, and then I decided to change my position, and I hit my shin on the coffee table in front of me. Ah! It's like, oh, man, I bumped into another reality here. and that became very symbolic for me, because if you are only living within these dimensions, these three dimensions or four dimensions that we are living in on a day-to-day basis, it's very easy for you to just think this is all there is.
Sounds like an old song. We've got a lot more to come with Joshua P. Warren, and we'll ask in our next segment about this online course he's going to teach in February. Can we persuade him to do it again, or is this a one-off? Our guest is Joshua P. Warren with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, Joshua P. Warren joins us. Let me tell you first, before we get to our next question and topic with him about his online course, We have a second radio show called After the Paracast, and it can be the unexpected, the unexplained, uncensored. Last week we featured Dr. Lynn Kitai to talk about, of course, the Phoenix Lights, which is our favorite subject, breathlessly talking about that subject. And then, of course, we offer the commercial-free version of this show and many other benefits for a low weekly, monthly, annual, five-year, or lifetime rate. To learn more, how to sign up, go check out plus.thepowercast.com and plus.thepowercast.com. So I have never been asked to be an instructor about anything. I've given individual instructions on using personal computers and such. I've written books on it. But you've been sucked into this online course, Joshua. Tell us more.
Yeah, well, you know, I have a museum in Asheville called the Asheville Mystery Museum. This is Asheville, North Carolina, and a laboratory. And I'm proud to say that my team and I made the cover of a science journal in 2004 for some work that we did that was inspired by studying paranormal activity in the field, specifically the Brown Mountain Lights. And, of course, that's pretty unusual for people who are in the quote-unquote paranormal to you know, actually make some headway that is appreciated within the scientific community. And so over the years, I occasionally have taught classes in Asheville to people who are interested in my particular approach to paranormal investigation. And I have been fortunate to have students who have traveled from around the world. And frankly, they paid a lot of money to sit there for days or weeks, depending on the situation. Yet I've been contacted the whole time by people who say, look, I want to take these classes. I want to do everything possible, but I just don't have the means to make it to Asheville. Is there any way you can offer this online? I have always said, no. I think you need to be there in person. But times have changed. The technology has improved. And so I finally decided that I'm going to offer my classes online one time only. And this is not some kind of an exaggeration. I'm going to do this once. It'll never happen again. These are live, interactive classes. Let's say you sign up, but you can't make one of the classes. Well, that's okay, because I will record it and send you a recording of it later if you can't make one. But the live, interactive part is important to me. We're going to start doing this February the 6th. Details are at joshuapwarren.com. That's my personal website. The first class is called Reality and How to Measure It. And that actually is going to dig into a lot of the issues that are similar to our conversation thus far. Number two is going to be ghosts and hauntings, and we're going to talk about all kinds of spiritual phenomena, not just ghosts, but also these ideas about angels and demons and all these sort of figures that are maybe inhuman. I mean, we're going to really delve into all that and the different types of ghosts, the entities versus the imprints, and all those, you know, sort of issues about the spiritual realm. Class three is going to be UFOs and cryptids. So, yeah, we're going to talk about the typical stuff that we all know about, the saucers and Bigfoot and Loch Ness, sure. But we're going to go beyond that, because that has not been good enough so far to give us answers and explanations. I have a lot of thoughts about this being an interdimensional phenomenon, and I'm going to demonstrate that in the class. Number four is ESP and magic. And I'm really looking forward to that one, because it deals a lot with how that thoughts and intentions can actually transition into this thing we call physical reality, and the different methods that can take, and magical thinking, as well as, again, psychic phenomena. And there are some interesting exercises that I'm going to teach people about. And then class number five is actually a very practical one. It's called Earning Money as an Investigator. Because most people who do this kind of stuff, they do it as a hobby or as a mere interest. But I've been fortunate to be self-employed for over 20 years now, doing what I love to do. And that is to go out and investigate all of these great mysteries. And I have some very practical business tips for people out there who might want to do what I do, to actually do this professionally. And so, as you know, I've been on a lot of TV programs. I've published a lot of books, and I'm fortunate to have a lot of connections. And I'm going to make those connections available to all of my students who graduate from this. So, again, all that's at joshuapwarren.com, and it starts here, gosh, and, well, it's just days away. So if people want to sign up right now, then I'll be happy to extend your listeners a discount.
Okay, now the discount technically is expired already, but we don't want you to do that. Now, this show will be heard on the last Sunday in January, okay, and then thereafter. Now, normally the price, the discount would have expired already. The first class is February 6th. But if you mention the show, how's that? You mention PowerCast, you give them a discount.
That sounds very fair to me. And, you know, I might go ahead and just extend the discount until this show airs, because my goal here is to get as many sincere people as possible to sign up for this. And I want to make it as easy as possible for people to do so. So if I don't extend the discount, then you just mention that you are a PowerCast listener, and I'll give it to you anyway. But one way or another, if this is your cup of tea, if you're the right person for this, I want you as a student, and I want us to build a relationship.
Now, the point being here is a one-time thing. You will never do this ever again, or what?
You have my word. I will never, ever do this again the rest of my life. The reason I say that is that I am extremely busy. And the reason is I get so many great opportunities to do things, and I don't sit still for very long. And sitting in front of a computer and doing these classes, I'm going to relish doing this once. But I've already gotten probably about 5 different invitations to do events in February that I've turned down so I can do these classes. And I don't foresee ever doing that again. So this is for all the people out there who have asked me over the years to allow them to participate even though they can't travel to Asheville, North Carolina. And so I want everybody to take this very seriously. If you want to do this, then this is your only opportunity.
Again, where do they check this out?
My personal website is joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P. If you go to joshuapwarren.com, there's a link right there at the very top of the page. In fact, you'll find it on a number of places on that page that you can click. You can also watch a little video of me talking about the classes. And basically, everybody who takes this course, again, is going to have access. We're going to have a good dialogue. And then at the end, I'm going to send a test. Then I will grade that test. You know, if you pass the test, then I will send you a certificate saying that you took this course and you passed it. And so anybody out there who actually appreciates my approach to the paranormal will also appreciate that you have gone through this course.
We'll have more with Joshua P. Warren on the other side. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he's lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Speaking of being in different places, from Asheville to Puerto Rico, how come you're in Puerto Rico right now?
You know, are we still on the air or is this off the air?
Well, we're on, sir.
Okay, that's good because that means I can go on for a while. This is a big, interesting story, actually. You know, I grew up in Asheville, and as I mentioned, I was studying Brown Mountain and the Brown Mountain Lights. And when it came to Brown Mountain, I found that Brown Mountain is more than a place where ghost lights simply appear. It's also a place where you have these, I like to call it a phantasmagoria of odd experiences. People talking about UFOs, psychic experiences, ghosts, time slips, I mean, all that stuff. And I started to realize, wow, Brown Mountain is kind of like a miniature Bermuda Triangle. So the more I studied that, the more I wanted to go and explore the Bermuda Triangle. Well, the Bermuda Triangle is this area which roughly goes from Florida to the island of Puerto Rico and then the island of Bermuda. Those are the three points. And again, it's a general way of describing the area. So I started traveling to the Bermuda Triangle years ago and comparing some of the things that were happening here, because it's a lot more than just people having these experiences with, you know, disappearances. I mean, this goes into the whole plethora of paranormal activity magnified at this spot on planet Earth. there's a very interesting story. This is why I was asking you if I had time to dig into this, because this is really weird, but I think that you and your listeners will appreciate this. 15 years ago, and of course, since I have a laboratory, I'm one of those guys, if you tell me there's a piece of technology out there that is exotic, I will buy it. I'm a sucker for any kind of weirdo gadget that I hear about. Even if it doesn't work, fine, I'll play with it, and then I'll say it doesn't work. And 15 years ago, I heard about these radionics devices called wishing machines, which are basically these boxes that have an input plate for a wish, if you will, an intention, and an output plate and knobs that you can use to tune this box. And I thought, man, this sounds like the scam of the century. I love this, you know. And I bought one of these quote-unquote wishing machines for $300 from a guy in California.
Now, all right, and now that might be a real coup, or maybe you just lost $300.
Well, but you see, here's the thing. I thought, well, I'm going to be clever here. I got the machine, and the first thing I did was wish for my $300 back. Well, here's the ironic part of this. I'm doing this kind of tongue-in-cheek. A few days later, I got a call from a major resort in Asheville, and they said, we have a group of dentists who have come into town, and they need somebody to tell them stories about our area for a one-hour soiree, and they're paying $300. And I thought, well, that's interesting, because that's the exact amount that I'd wish for. I started experimenting with this thing, this wishing machine, and over the years, everything I wished for actually came true. And I was obviously surprised by this. The reason I'm telling you this story is that several years ago, I was sitting at my house in Western North Carolina in the middle of February. There was several inches of snow on the ground, and the power had been going out, and I was just starting to get really fed up with the winter at that point. And I said, you know, I wish I was on a tropical island. So I got on my computer, and I typed tropical island into Google and did a search. And I looked at all the pictures that came up. I think the phrase I typed in was tropical beach. And I just picked one, saved it, printed it out, put it on my wishing machine, tuned the thing. Within, I would say, no more than 7 or 8 days, I got an email from a guy named Michael Rivera, who lives in Cabo Rojo, Puerto Rico. And he said, I have paranormal activity at my house. I would like for it to be professionally investigated. If you will do this, I'll pay you, and I'll pay for your trip to come down here to Puerto Rico. And I was like, I'm there. You know, again, this is the middle of winter. So I hop on an airplane. I come down here to Puerto Rico. While I'm here, I meet a woman who's a realtor. She showed me this condo right here on the beach, this perfect. I was able to work it out so that I could actually get this place. I flew back to North Carolina. I told my wife, pack your bags. We're going to Puerto Rico. I'm in there and we're packing up everything. I looked over and I saw the machine sitting there with that little picture of the tropical beach. And I thought, man, this thing really works. And so I sat down in front of my computer and I brought up that image. And I did a search on the name of that image, and I swear to you, I swear, that picture was a picture, unbeknownst to me, of the Boquerón Beach, which is the beach that is right here next to this condo. Now, there is no way out of me selecting a random picture of a quote-unquote tropical beach that it could have just happened to be the beach that is literally at this spot on Earth. And so I became fascinated with these devices. My website's got a lot of information about them, because now I've started keeping track of people's results when they have these machines. I'm not selling these things. I mean, people buy them all over the world and have these amazing experiences, and we're trying to understand how they work. So the main reason I ended up here is, you know, I always was interested in this area, but then that experience happened to me, and now that I'm here, I formed this base called the Bermuda Triangle Base. I am the first guy in history who has live cameras around the hotspots where UFOs are seen, and we're documenting things that have never been documented here before. And so whether it comes to ghosts, UFOs, cryptids, psychic phenomena, I could get very detailed if you'd like, but this place has got probably more paranormal activity per square foot than any place I've investigated in the world.
Where exactly in Puerto Rico are you? Are you in the northeast portion by El Yunque, or where are you?
I'm in the southwest, so exactly opposite of that. You know, most people who come to Puerto Rico, obviously, they go to San Juan, as they should, and which San Juan is, you know, beautiful, and the history there is striking. It's the oldest city in U.S. territory. As you know, the El Yunque rainforest is nearby. But if you go to the southwestern part, that's where you have the UFO hotspots. And unfortunately, you also have some of the best waters for snorkeling and fun in the sun. So there are a lot of good reasons to be here.
Well, you know, you talked about this wishing machine. First of all, I can't stand the name because it really smacks of, I don't know, just something Stephen Greerish. That's the only thing I can come up with. I want to dig into this a little bit here. You know, one person's wishing machine could be another person's paperweight. First of all, why don't you give us our neophytes in radionics, which I think most people listening to the show would probably be classified as. Why don't you give them a kind of a thumbnail sketch of, first of all, the field of radionics, what it is, how it works, and how it's been applied in this particular piece of equipment.
Well, you know, the funny thing about radionics is nobody knows how this stuff works. And what I have found in my experiments is that it seems to work only within the laws of nature. So if you get one of these machines and you wish to fly like Superman or live forever, I mean, that's not going to happen. So there are limitations. But it's almost like if you wish for something that is possible, then not only will it occur, but it will occur more quickly than usual. Now, this could be just a very sophisticated type of placebo. But if that's all it is, who cares, as long as it still works and gets the job done. These boxes can vary. Usually a traditional radionics box is it's a wooden box. It has some kind of a plate, usually a metal plate, like a copper plate that's an input that you would use to place something that symbolizes your intention, whatever it is that you want to achieve.
Let's go more into the wishing or radionics box. And we'll box it in our next segment with Joshua P. Warren and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know, the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You're talking about this radionics machine. Joshua, tell us more.
Yeah, well, so you've got a metal input plate, and then you have some kind of an output plate, which is usually non-conductive. Maybe it's made out of plastic. And the two are connected by this very bizarre circuit, and it usually includes a variety of quartz crystals, coils that are similar to Tesla-type coils. You have interesting shapes that are reminiscent of sacred geometry, like cones and pyramids, all this kind of weird stuff that scientifically makes no sense whatsoever. And there are usually a number of potentiometers, which are just like radio volume knobs that are in the middle. 9 is a good standard number. And so basically what you do is you go through a process of symbolizing what you want to achieve on the input plate, and then you tune each one of those knobs using a technique which varies. Some people rub the plate, but it's a very subjective technique. The idea is that you're trying to create a feedback loop with yourself, essentially. So, in other words, if you have two magnets, of course, if you have opposite sides, they'll attract. And if you have like sides, they'll push apart. So you're trying to tune this thing so that there's an attraction or some kind of a sticky filling. Now, there are other things that you can do to tune the machine, but ultimately, again, it's a very subjective process. And then you put the machine away in a quiet place with your intention there. The concept is that at that point, the machine sort of takes over. So you know how, like in the double slit experiment, scientists claim that the way the particles behave is determined by the observer. So it's almost like that you can put your intention into the machine and then put it away, and you can stop thinking about it because now the machine becomes the observer for that part of your life. In other words, if you read a lot of these books about law of attraction and that kind of thing, they'll tell you you need to stay focused on what you want. But that's not so easy, especially these days. So you could put your intention in this thing, put it away, and then you can go and, you know, watch the football game and have dinner or whatever, and you don't have to think about it because you are somehow taking a part of your observation, shall we say, and you're symbolically, and who knows, maybe even literally, putting it into this extension of yourself. And from there, things happen. Now, why does it work? Again, we don't know. You know, it goes back to that favorite quote of mine by Einstein, you know, if we knew what we were doing, we wouldn't call it research. But, you know, gravity was around before Isaac Newton was born. And so, you know, we don't necessarily have to understand everything around us, but we have to first accept that something is working, and then we work on trying to understand how and why it works. And so that's pretty much where we're at right now, is this experimental and research stage.
Okay, so we're talking here about something that you're investigating, but if you went to a scientist and said, okay, here's my wishing machine, what do you think of it? Would they laugh you out of the room?
Well, some might, but, you know, Popular Mechanics did an article about the wishing machine that came out last year, and it was actually, I was really surprised. It was a very, you know, open-minded approach at wishing machines and the connection between quantum mechanics and the mysteries of consciousness. In fact, there is a link to that article. I believe if you go to joshuapwarren.com and click around, you'll find a link, or I'm sure you can just go and search for Popular Mechanics and wishing machine. It depends on the scientist that you're talking to, you know, because some people try to look at things in a strict Newtonian fashion, and it all has to be like, you know, physical particles like balls on a billiard table that are all hitting each other and going in a very predictable pattern. Then you talk to people who go one step beyond that, who are looking into the mysteries of time and the mysteries of multiple dimensions and the mysteries of consciousness. And then those people, they're very open to it. So I think that you'll find if you talk to some of the more advanced scientists who are really digging into the mysteries of the quantum world, you know, they would say, look, there's something to it. And there are also some experiments that have been done, which tend to give us some insight into this. There was an experiment that was done at the University of, I believe it was Waterloo in Ontario, Canada, just a couple years ago. Well, of course, I'm sure that all your listeners are familiar with the concept of entanglement, what Einstein called spooky action at a distance, the idea that two particles can instantaneously affect each other regardless of the distance between them. We don't understand how that works. Scientists accept that that is real, but they don't understand it, how particles become entangled, because obviously the fastest thing supposedly out there is the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second. So it should at least take long enough for a beam of light to travel between these two particles for one to influence the other. But that doesn't factor in here. It's instantaneous. Well, at the University of Waterloo, for the first time ever, they created multi-party entanglement. So what that means is they have proven that three or more particles can all be entangled. Now, that means three or more particles are all capable of instantaneously affecting each other. What this is showing us is that possibly the entire universe is in a state of entanglement, or at least much more of it than we previously thought, and that everything is directly connected in some fashion. So this is not some, you know, fantasy. I mean, this is real advanced science that most people don't know about because they're, you know, watching their soap opera or whatever. And so what we are understanding is that your brain and what's going on in your mind may literally be connected to the environment around you in ways that you've never even thought about. And that if you have some kind of a tool that helps your brain to operate in a certain disciplined way, that you are training yourself to use parts of the mind that people have not been usually throughout history training themselves to do.
Now, let me talk about the article for a second. It's in Popular Mechanics. It's dated October 28th, 2015. So you can check it online. Okay? And the title is Spooky Action at a Distance, The Strange Science of Radionics. It's kind of a human interest kind of story, and Joshua is among those interviewed at it. So the thing I'm interested in is the fact that, according to what it says here, that these machines tend to be home-built. It's not that you go into Target and buy one. Can you actually buy one, maybe a used one, to give it a try before you spend a lot of money?
Well, I don't recommend getting a used one. And the reason is, and this is just my opinion, I find that these machines they become very personal. It's kind of like when you buy a cell phone. When you get that cell phone, it may already have a little bit of basic pre-programming on it. Well, you know, you get the machine, and after a few days of having this cell phone, we'll say, you start personalizing it. You start putting your own content on there, and then after a month, I mean, the cell phone feels so familiar that if you go to dinner and you put it on the table, it's almost like you have another extension of yourself there. You have another appendage. You know that phone is right there. And after a year, I mean, your life is on that phone. If you lose that phone, it can become a tragedy. You know, all your personal information's on there. And so,
yeah, but Joshua, 2 points here. Number one is backup. I have gotten a number of iPhones over the years. I back it up. I restore that content to a new iPhone, and I have all my material with me. I have that extension to my life, if that's what you want to call it. When you sell that device to somebody else, you will erase it. There's a way to completely blank it out, remove the content that's on there so that nobody else has it. It's like, to them, a new device, and they can go on in turn, and if they have a previous device, they could restore it and get their entire user environment back. Unless, of course, you're switching from Android to iPhone or vice versa, then you have to use different tools, which are not as complete because the transfer will never be perfect. Just want to bring that out in terms of the smartphone. So, yes, it takes on the ability of being an extension to what you do, but you're not restricted to a single device. You can always upgrade it. It's very easy to do. I think it takes about a half hour for me to set up a brand new iPhone. And I do that with my computers also. I use Macs, and to transfer my environment from a backup may take 2-3 hours, but then I'm back to where I was at the beginning. We've got more to come with Joshua Warren and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of the Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.